Cop a spray from Warren Tread Ray.
Warren Tread Ray.
Speaking of your footy club, Treads, 5 minute fire is at it again. Trying to get some more headlines suggested.
Saw him yesterday. Yeah,
dual captaincy might be on offer. Now, nothing will happen until midway through pre-season.
Well, that's what they say.
In terms of any endorsement of whoever gets the gig. But surely such a strong traditional club as Port Adelaide, where the captain wears the number one Guernsey, and we mocked it and joked about it the other week, that there'd have to be a number one and a number 11 if there's co-captains. They won't go down that path.
I wouldn't have thought. I wouldn't have thought the board, who have done everything to unite the two effectively brands in Port Adelaide and the power through, you know, Magpies and the power through Port Adelaide, are going to go back to breaking with tradition. I don't think that's ever happened. You know, for a Sydney who's been successful, won two flags with dual captains, but on the day, only one bloke gets to toss the coin.
Yeah.
And really, you need one figurehead. You don't need two. You've already got enough. You've got a coach, you're a CEO. You know, you've got your key pillars, your president, all those things, and a captain. I don't think so. And I think it's out of two people, and I hope it's Tom Jonas.
Yeah, so Ollie Wines and
Tom
Jonas.
I think that's clearly the case. And if Ollie was 12 months, 18 months, I still think he's unbelievably mature in a lot of areas of his footy.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think he's, and this is, don't mean this to be disrespectful, but you just, I know when I thought I could get the captaincy and I was ready, I wasn't ready. And I think he's at that case where he could just learn a little bit more, make himself more consistent performer, because his footy's been in waves. Yeah. Like even this year, had a really good year, I think finished second in the BNF.
Yeah.
But there are periods of time when he really dropped off. I think you need to get that as level as possible at the highest level, like Travis Boak did, to be able to take on the rigours of skipper. So I think Jonas would clearly tick every box. Ruthless, defence, plays the way, holds people to account. And I think he's in that right age demo.
And he's in good form.
Well, you've got to be able to say the ability to get outside of yourself and get out of your own way.
Yep.
And that's your own form. Right. And to be able to then, because it takes a strong character to critique somebody else when you're not playing well. And you've got to have that ability to be able to see things from a team point of view and not an individual point of view. And again, that's not a knock on all, but that's an age thing.
Yeah, well, it's just going to take time. And even if you speak to people close to him, you think, yeah, there's still some time.
Copper spray from Warren Tread Ray.
Warren Tread Ray.
You can't tell me they're playing like a United team who is out there ferociously playing footy.
Yeah,
they haven't even got effort on the footy field now.
Yeah, and eight normal first starters is a huge hole.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is the main emphasis.
We forget that.
Like, but I think
you are spot on.
We're not forgetting that.
No.
Team morale is very good, because I've spoken to some players today. No, don't turn your eyes. Mate, listen to me. I'm just telling you. Team morale is very good, because I spoke to some players.
Okay, all right.
Have you spoken to any of the current players?
Yeah, I do.
Do you get on the phone and say, how are you going?
Yeah, I do.
Who?
I'll tell you who.
Yeah, you don't. They're staying tight as a football club. Confidence is down.
They're not playing like that.
Confidence is down. They admit that.
Yeah.
And they're going to, once they get five or six back from that top eight after the bye, you watch them. You watch the change.
But
you
watch them
starting to see.
But you don't flick a switch, mate. That's what I'm saying.
I beg your pardon?
You can't just flick a switch when they get back.
No.
Sloan going to come back as the player he was mid last year?
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Now, I'm hearing he might not even be back.
But just his presence. What?
Point is, they don't actually tell you what's going on, because as we've seen with the footy club, they put up Eddie Betts saying there's no problem with the camp.
Yeah.
Players have got to talk to protect their footy club.
Mm.
I'm only judging what I'm seeing on a footy field, Jazz. That's all I'm saying.
Next 3 weeks going to be tough.
They're not going to get there.
And especially with what they're playing in the next month.
And how tight it is.
Yep.
Copper spray from Warren Tread Ray.
Warren Tread Ray.
I've got a good team.
Oh, this will be interesting today. The former Port Adelaide skipper in, I'll tell you what, Gone in 2 minutes. It's a new movie coming out starring Ken Hinckley.
Oh, like
Port
60
Adelaide,
seconds.
Port Better Adelaide movie. Leadership Group. Righto, Treads.
Oh, pathetic. Where do you start?
3 years it's been going on.
Toughen up. Grow up. Show some leadership. West Coast. Adelaide. Hawthorn. Giants. Frio. All games you should win. Two games didn't show. Started off great and sat on their hands. And then now it's Hawthorn and the Giants game. And Adelaide. Had Adelaide toast. Couldn't ice it. Right? Mentally gave in. Got too hard. On the weekend, same thing happened. Frio, you go to Perth, they can't win a game and they belt you.
So mentally you're very fragile footy side.
They're
mentally weak.
Yeah, maybe we just, I overrate them.
Your lack of skill.
I think we overrate them.
Do you overrate them?
I think we overrate them. Because how many genuine top liners we've got? When Ryder's fit he is, Jonas Buddy is, and Robbie Gray's
the only one you got.
That's it.
I think you're both missing the point. There is blame to be laid here. You can't lose a game of footy.
No, you can't.
With a minute and 50 to go when you've got the ball in your hands.
You call the footy? Did
70,
you call it?
70 metres out, all right? And prior to that, you get Motlop with the footy.
Plays on.
And played on and just hack kicks inside 50. That was with 2 minutes and something to go.
Who is directing? This is the bit that I can't cop, right? And Boakey's their skipper, and they've got, what, five, seven, ten?
There's
five blokes in their
leadership group.
Who is actually going, arm across at stoppage, we can't concede defensive triangle, we're getting smashed, right? Who's actually telling Motlop, don't play on, and when you've got 2 minutes on the clock and you're leading by about two goals, they're going to have to kick two goals to win, right? So play on. We all know the injuries are there, right? Are they excuse? There's still a chance to win this game. That didn't help their setup. But who gives a stuff?
Injuries are no excuse.
No, but when you kick, why do you kick too long? Because it tells me they got one game style. Kick bloody long to Dixon. They're kicking to Sam Gray, Robbie Gray, and I think Rockcliffe was in the forward line at one stage, and they're kicking it on their head. Oh, this is just dumb footy.
You know, I don't like to get personal, but I think you got to name some names. The mess up at the back is Tom Jonas. He's your captain down back.
Yeah.
There's no shifting of, you know who the loose guy was? Robbie Gray.
Yeah, it's not
one loose guy in line with the goal square. These guys know the percentages of quick kicks out of the middle all go on the 45 and all land slightly short.
Yeah,
there was no coverage.
And you've got to be in front.
There was no coverage. It's just a cock up of massive
proportions. The bit that I can't cop, though, is, and yeah, Cleary, who's not a young player anymore, he kicks long.
60 games.
I'm calling the footy going, you got four kicks back, that's 20 seconds. You could spread wide enough, and because West Coast has dumped so far back to get the rebound, you could actually just hold possession and kill the clock. I'm all for happy. Okay, I can cop it when they try and do it and stuff it up, right? But they didn't even try and do it. So who was out there as a senior player? What was Boak doing? What was Ollie Wines doing? They all go in their shell
Robbie
when
Gray.
The pressure comes on. You're going to go, oi, back, kick it back, kick it back.
I said earlier.
No. And then when blokes play on, you rip them. I'm not seeing anyone rip anyone.
Yeah, but for 3 years, you've been dishing up the same stuff for 3 years.
Absolutely.
So what's going to change?
Well, I don't know.
Where does it? And where? What's the senior coach?
You
and
can't
all
sit there and go,
coaches?
Oh, we've got to work on it. The coach can't help you in this case.
Are you recruiting the right players?
But have a listen to this. Here's Ken Hinckley's grab.
We had a chance to maintain the ball for another 20 seconds, and that's what it took. But they'll learn again tonight. That's critical for us to learn again.
All right, so there's Kenny saying we're going to learn from that. Well, I beg to differ.
No, well, I agree with you.
Last game, last
I've been
year.
Hearing learn from it for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, it's crap.
No, they haven't learned from it.
No, they
haven't. They haven't learned from last week. They haven't learned how to defend from last week.
I don't like to quote Einstein too often on this show, but the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Yeah,
that's
but
Port Adelaide to a T.
If that was Hawthorn on the weekend, they still win by
two
goals.
So how about you and your media mates
Sydney?
And
Sydney
your TV mates who've been slapping texts non-stop for the
pardon.
Way he's played in
Hang,
his captaincy.
Who is
Spotlight probably needs to go on young Trav and Trav Boak's captaincy.
Absolutely, the pressure's on him.
Did that be fair?
Absolutely.
As soon as Tex plays a bad game and the Crows lose,
but his form's
the Vultures
bad.
Just
the
can't.
The difference is his form's bad. That's why people are questioning.
And, well,
and if you want to look at it.
Is Trav's form good?
Trav's okay.
Let's just play this. Who have you got lined up? But surely you can't just be going at Port Adelaide today.
No, it's both, mate. Always Adelaide in the situation where they can't play finals. They're stuffed up.
Since 2000.
And fans don't want to hear it because, oh, you can't knock
your
club.
Are the only two teams that haven't been able to back it up the next year since 2000, the Dockers and Adelaide Crows now, to play finals after making the grand final.
Yep. Port in 07, same thing. You know what? They got it wrong. They absolutely stuffed it up.
Purple haze. Adelaide.
They went hard instead of arm around, right? And heads have got a roll at Adelaide, Jars. Because you can't have a grand final team.
In what
team.
Department?
Everything. Fitness department. You've got more soft tissue injuries than most.
Yeah, they acknowledge that.
But that's not a cop-out because I guarantee you, Collingwood and GWS have got more.
Yeah, true.
But they find a way.
No, don't use injuries.
No, that is a reality. Yeah. But there must be something wrong. There is something wrong to have so many, right? Mm. And everyone goes, oh, that's beyond us. Bull dust, Don Pike. Mm. They've been pinging hammies the whole year through. They're just not pinging them at the same rate anymore.
Yeah.
The other bit is, who employed the collective minds mob, because that's clearly had an effect on this club. And people go, we're going back on it. But the problem is the first half of the year has crossed the Adelaide Footy Club and they stuffed it up. So someone's head's
got
to roll.
They got it wrong.
Media department, they put more pressure on by denying and making players lie about their injuries.
Yeah. So you're looking for a big broom to go through
the
whole joint.
They're going
to
clean out. They're going to work out what's good and what's not.
But history tells me it doesn't happen.
Well, maybe it's time to. Mm. Maybe it's time to not employing your mates and getting the right. Heads must roll, get the right people in. Because look at Adelaide's list. And if they keep their players and they complement via the draft with the picks they got, mm-hmm. you'd have to say next year they're a chance again to at least play finals, if not top four, and who knows if they're good enough on that day.
Yeah.
But right now, we can't sit back and go, oh, it just didn't work for us. No, there were shocking decisions made.
Mm-hmm. All right, beautiful, Treads. Great to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
We'll see if both these teams are serious about what they want to do.
Well, we certainly will. Okay. Port Adelaide make the finals?
No.
No.
Oh, if they do, they'll be smashed.
All right.
I've got no confidence in them, and particularly now that the injuries have bitten them. They've set up a whole way for Ryder to ruck and Dixon to play forward, and now what's their next options? And they didn't blood the kids when Ryder was out early in the season. Yeah. Now they're going to throw him to the Wolves this week.
Going to bite him on the bum, mate.
Collingwood against Grundy.
Beautiful.
Yeah. See you, mate.
It's a massacre. Silence of the Lamb style. Copper spray from Warren
Treadray. Warren Treadray. 10. G'day, mate. Welcome.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Good, Treaders. Thought you'd be in China with your boys.
No, I didn't get a
Didn't get your little private jet and fly over, eh?
Mate, if you knew where I sat last year, I'm lucky I'm not on the plane.
You've loaded your bullets for the Adelaide Crows.
Well, not for the Adelaide Crows in particular. I feel sorry for their members.
Why?
And supporters. Because I don't think there's been any transparency. I was heading down to Christie's Beach Footy Club to do the news last night. I heard you going off at your mate here, and he's trying to defend his club.
Yep.
And it's along the same lines. I've gone back on history on this year, 2018. And you know, I was the one who backed Josh Jenkins and was told that he had a broken ribs. The club said, no, no, no. Eventually comes out. Mm. Misses 3 or 4 weeks last year.
Yep.
So I don't believe what they're saying. And I think the Adelaide media are getting, and the Crows fans are getting treated with a bit of disdain at the moment from what's coming out of the footy club. Let me take you back to March this year. Right? Right. There's rumours around Brad Crouch, whether he had OP. The coach, Don Pike, said this.
No, it's not bad as I don't know the exact medical details, but it's not bad. It's more, as I understand it, it's just general groin sore.
Well, only 3 days later, Crouch fronted Adelaide media. This is what he said.
No, it is. It's not serious previous. Okay. Yeah.
So there's one, right? Yeah, okay. Riley Knight 3 weeks ago, boys, a statement was sent out. He was being managed.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be managed for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He's missed the last three.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone quizzed him on a hammy. Mm-hmm. No hammies here. Because we know the epidemic and clubs want to cover them up. Don't worry, every club does it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't cover them up when they're long-term.
No.
This guy's going to almost miss a month now. It's a hamstring tendon. Tex Walker.
Mm.
Could tell you right now, Port Adelaide knew he did a hammy in the game.
Wow.
Yeah, I can tell you that.
They knew that.
Port knew that. And he was clearly inhibited on the ground. But their fitness coach, Matt Haas, who's under a bit of pressure at the moment, and it's not he who should be taking all of it, I can tell you right now. On Monday, the club's official report on their website.
Texas improved pretty quickly out of the game. He quite obviously had some back and glute irritation, which was referring some pain down into his legs. So he came off for a little bit of treatment that improved his symptoms largely, and he was able to play out the game. So all things look positive for Tex.
Must admit, boys, I got seduced because Don Pike fronted the media Wednesday morning, and he was adamant he was playing.
How much of the session does Tex need to do now to get
improved? I expect he'll train fully, so he should be fine.
Next morning, boys, a statement was released. He's going to be out for a few weeks and he's going to need a mini pre-season. And Tex fronted the footy show and effectively spoke openly, like we all want.
Yeah. Yep.
And this is what he said.
Yeah, oh, for me, it's just plain and simple. I haven't done enough conditioning over the pre-season and it's just started to catch up on me. A bit of back and glute soreness, which is causing pain down through my hamstring. So I'm going to have to take a couple of steps back to go forward and hopefully play. Once I come back in, I just can continue to play.
How many weeks we're talking there with Tex?
Well, I think he's at least four.
Four?
He has to be, mate. He's got to do the work. Jeez. He's saying he's doing work, so you've got to do 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks out of the system. Then you've got to prepare for games.
So why are they doing it? Why is the Adelaide Football Club not coming out and being, let's be blunt about this, and being honest?
Well, the facts are, Ken, is they've got an epidemic of hamstring injuries.
Well, say it!
Yeah, well, they're trying to avoid the gorilla in the room, but the problem is the gorilla's 6'8"
Shoot
and 160 kilo. The problem here, Jazz, this is what I can get it, and I understand their aspect of keeping it for team selection. Like Matty Crouch, Tom Wren dropped the story and quizzed Matt Clark, the assistant coach, yesterday morning.
Mm.
He wasn't eating Wheaties, but he somehow choked on them. Mate, you don't know how many.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Luke Brown. Yeah, fair enough. I can get that one because there's selection, and you might only miss a week. But not these blokes. Knight's going to miss a month. Mm. Crouch we haven't seen. Tex. And Tex is going to do a pre-season. So when Brett Burton says this to Adelaide Radio and tries to talk tough...
In fact, I find it offensive that that anyone would say that we aren't transparent and that we are trying to hide stuff.
Well, be offended, because well, that's exactly what your club's doing.
Well, who's
and he is the bloke who's the head of footy department... Their media department, either they're not talking together or they're playing funny buggers, because let's face it, you've got an injury issues and they're big injury issues. Put your energies into focusing on that and not trying to hide things that you're not going to be able to not hide, because blokes go to the shopping centres and do their shopping and they walk around with compression bandages, and Miller the other week wasn't allowed to ice his hammy after a game because it looked bad.
Oh, wow.
Well, gee.
Mate, don't worry. There's other clubs. Hawthorn,
listening to that, there's
Collingwood. Collingwood have got problems.
Yeah.
GWS have got problems. But
every club has it.
Denying them.
Yeah, every club has it. But listening to that, there is a lot of mixed messages coming.
Nice to have you on the program.
Jeez,
no worries.
I
feel better now.
Hang on, my phone will start ringing in a minute.
Oh, well.
Thanks.
Good luck to Port Adelaide.
Have a good week. Yeah. Imagine
thanks.
If we don't lose. If we lose that one, I'm bringing me shoddy then.
I'm coming after you next week.
Watch out, Port. Here we come.
See you, buddy. Copper spray from Warren
Treadray. Warren Treadray. All right, Chad Wingard, by way of a new forum, has been able to hit back and renounce some of the comments made about him and his exit of Port Adelaide. Mm. I'll play you, tell you a little bit, and then we'll get the great Warren Treadray, who was leading from the front on what took place down there. This is Chad. Past greats of the club have spoken about my exit meetings in various forums and said that the coaches and the leaders complained about me being a sook and that they were over me. Mm-hmm. And that there goes on to name Treaders and the five-minute fireman, Kane Corns.
Yeah.
I rang Ken to see if there was any truth to that, and he told me that nothing had come from the club. There was no truth to it, and that's just how the media wants to play things. Mm. Well, we thought we'd best ring Treads and see whether he still stands by his comments.
Yeah, I stand by exactly what I said. And you know, and he's also said that he's called Ken to say that, are they the statements from the club? Well, one, I never spoke to Ken, right? And I won't tell you who I did, because there are numerous people.
Yep.
But two, even if I did speak to Ken, do you think Ken or anyone in a football club after a trade has gone through is going to tip the bucket?
Yep, there's Treaders.
Yep.
And you'll be able to catch him on Nine News tonight. And Treads will be on our show tomorrow, so maybe talk a little bit further. But at the end of the day, Chad's admitted he needed a change of place and a bit of a kick up the bum. He's got to Hawthorn. He seems to be very happy. Spoke with Jarman Impey at length about what they can offer. Didn't get the good sell, got the correct information he needed. So, and Tredge went on to say in that chat when we just called him up driving to work that he will return to being a superstar.
Yeah.
So there's no personal vendetta. It's just,
Tredge
calling it as he sees
correct.
It and saying that he was wasting his talent because he wasn't maximising his talent, Jars.
Absolutely.